First rehearse your song by rote, to each word a warbling note. Hand in hand with fairy grace will we sing and bless this place.
Now until the break of day, through this house each fairy stray. To the best bride bed will we, which by us shall blessed be, and the issue there create ever shall be fortunate. So shall all the couples three ever true in loving be, and the blots of nature's hand shall not in their issue stand. Never mole, hair lip, nor scar, nor mark prodigious such as are despised in nativity shall upon their children be. With this field adieu, consecrate. Every fairy take his gate, and each several chamber bless, through this palace with sweet peace. And the owner of it blessed, ever shall in safety rest. Trip away, make no stay, meet me all by break of day.
If we shadows have offended, think but this, and all is mended, that you have but slumbered here while these visions did appear, and this weak and idle seem no more yielding but a dream. Gentles, do not reprehend. If you pardon, we will mend. And as I am an honest part, if we have unearned luck, now to scape the serpent's tongue, we will make amends ere long, else the pucker liar call. So, good night unto you all. Give me your hands, if we be friends, and Robin shall restore amends.
In A Midsummer Night's Dream by William Shakespeare, the part of Titania was played by Leslie Sharp, Oberon by Toby Stevens, and Puck by Freddie Fox. Theseus, Nicholas Farrell. Hippolyta, Emma Fielding. Hermia, Emerald O'Hanrahan. Helena, Anna Madeley. Lysander, Joseph Timms. And Demetrius was Ferdinand Kingsley. Bottom was played by Roger Allam. Quince, Robert Pugh. Snout, Sam Dale. Flute, Sam Alexander. Starveling and Aegeus, David Collings. And Snug and Philostrate, Nicholas Bolton. The fairies were Sarah Markland, Jessica Sharn, Josh Carter, Tressa Brooks, Stuart Walker, Emily Rakes, Mia Hawksford, and Molly Jones. And the trumpeter was George Rakes. The music was composed by Stephanie Nunn, and sound design by David Thomas. A Midsummer Night's Dream was directed by Celia DeWolf. It was a peer production for BBC Radio 3.
And that production of A Midsummer Night's Dream was first broadcast on Radio 3 last September. Well, next Sunday evening, we'll be celebrating the 80th birthday later this month of the dramatist Arnold Wesker. At 7.45, our Sunday feature looks back at his life and career. Wesker at 80 is presented by Matthew Sweet, and that's followed at 8:30 next Sunday evening by a radio transfer of the Royal Court Theatre's production from last year of his 1958 play Chicken Soup with Barley. So that's Wesker at 80, celebrated here on BBC Radio 3 next Sunday evening. It's just after 10:04 this Sunday evening on Radio 3. Time now for World Roots. In 2010, Lucy Duran travelled to Recife to visit an extraordinary music festival.
Recife is the musical capital of northeast Brazil, and this year World Roots has a residency at its most celebrated festival that's called Abril Pro Rock, which is April Pro Rock, a festival that's been going since the early 90s. And this year it's taken over an old warehouse in the old historic part of Recife, on one of the three islands that make up this very, very special city. I'm now standing on a balcony facing the street, and in front of me are three incredible rooms. First of all, a very, very high, old, four-story room, which obviously once had floors, but they've been removed, with giant windows that are kind of ghostly because they're about 3 feet wide, but there's no pane on them. And you look out at the sky and the clouds and the stars out of this long room, which has the most extraordinary painting on it. Is another room which has no roof on it, so the stars above us, and then finally the room where all the music is happening, another part of this extraordinary 17th century warehouse. Alas, this is the very last night that this will be a music venue, because shortly it's going to be turned into offices and flats in the old historic part of Recife. But for tonight, it's a place where some of the most cutting-edge music of this very vibrant musical city is happening, all as part of Abril Pro Rock, the great festival at which World Roots tonight has a residency.
Thank you.
the distinctive voice of Alessandra Lau, recorded at the 2010 Abril Pro Rock Festival in Recife, in the northeast of Brazil. There'll be more from her set at the end of today's program. The director of the festival is someone World Roots listeners might remember from the programs we recorded in the state of Pernambuco in northeast Brazil a few years ago. He was our guide and fixer back then and welcomed World Roots to the Abril Pro Rock Festival with open arms. Paulo André, it's really exciting that World Roots has a residency at your festival at Abril Pro Rock here in Recife. Tell us about your festival.
Well, the festival has been happening for 18 years now, and this year we decided to do something different. We have a big lack of a market inside our own city. Like, we don't have the right venues, we don't have the right clubs with the right music. So I decided to do a temporary club, and we decided to do smaller nights with small and medium-sized bands.
Does that mean that you're trying to do something that's less commercial?
Yes, it's less commercial, and I know there's a crowd for it. I know there's interest of the crowd, and it's working really well.
We can hear the crowd. They're milling around outside on the street.
Yes.
Waiting to come in to this fantastic venue that's the club. Let's talk about this really extraordinary building. I suppose it was originally a warehouse.
Many years ago, yes. This is a port area. It's also a historical area where the first synagogue of the Americas was built by the Dutch Jews. But the good thing about it is the Dutch people stayed here for almost 40 years, and they brought artists, architects, and people who somehow influenced the city. And then when they were finally kicked out by the Portuguese, 23 families went to New Amsterdam, that became New York. So there's an amazing connection of Recife and New York.
So this must be a very, very old building, Paulo.
It is. It's from the 17th century.
And it's going to be the last, this is the last time that this venue will be used before it's refurbished. Well, it's how lucky for us, for World Roots, to be taking part in
for
this.
For sure. You guys are always welcome.
Thank you. This last time of using this wonderful building.
Pessoal, boa noite. A gente está de partida.
Meu pessoal, boa noite. A gente está de partida.
Nosso trem na estação já apitou pra saída. We'll be right back. Paulo André, eu gostei do apé esta noite.
Ô Paulo André, eu gostei do apé esta noite.
Cantando outra vez aqui, vou prometer mais açoite. No trombone galego, no trompete Roberto Manuel, na tuba Paulinha, no povo mestre Nico, no tarau Cosmo Antônio. Indo Mineira, Rama Santa, Mané Rock. Natará.
Siba, I'm delighted to see you again. The last time I saw you was in a cow shed in Nazaré da Mata.
Yes.
In the interior of Pernambuco State, where we are now, except we're in Recife, the capital.
Yes.
In a very different setting, in Abril Pro Rock.
It seems far in time and far in space too. But it's not so far in time, even in space.
Yeah. So we're backstage in Abril Pro Rock, which is... It's the big festival here in Recife, isn't it? Abril Pro Rock.
Yes. It's one of the main festivals in Brazil. It's a very important festival because it began in the 90s. And it's like kind of showed for the rest of the country a message of diversity, different music playing together and mix it together, like rock and traditional music and hip-hop and many different things that at that time was not quite usual for Brazil.
But at the same time, I mean, it's a mainly rock music festival, but here you are, Siba, with your band, the Fularesta band. And, you know, you represent something from the interior of this state, from Pernambuco, with its incredible musical traditions.
This is funny because I'm originally a rock guy. So when I found this music I'm doing now...
Oh, so you started with rock music?
Yes, I started like 14, 15, I was playing rock. And then I found myself like quite like stuck on that rock, pentatonics, rock and blues and that. And then I found this music that for me it was rock and same, like what make me like give myself to this music was the same as energy I found in rock in the beginning. So for me these things are not really separated and different, in a, not totally different. So it makes sense to be in a rock festival anyway. From 8 years I've been doing this. And now I feel myself and them really ready to do something that doesn't need to be only related to our tradition. Because I'm part of this tradition, but I always use it to listen to music from everywhere. So now
but
I feel.
But then that is the tradition of Recife, isn't it?
It's not it's only like, Recife, but also the Zona da Mata, the place where.
No, but what I'm saying is that the music of Recife is.
Yes.
Has all these connections with the tradition, with the mangrove swamp and everything like that, and you know the traditions of the deep interior,
yes,
like Nazaré da Mata,
yes,
where we recorded you in the cowshed.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's very in tune with everything that's happening around the world. So that's a kind of like
it's a tradition of Recife, yes. But at the same time, I feel like I'm doing this in
Reverse order,
yes. Yeah, it is. Because I'm parting from the really traditional, or what is understood as traditional. I don't know exactly what it means now.
And I know you have a great song about being in a canoe.
Ah, yes.
Tell me about that song.
Well, it was...
You're in a canoe,
like
you don't know how to swim?
3-4 years ago, I was in a very difficult situation in my life, personal life, and there was a time I could not do anything to just live day by day, try to do the right thing for the day. And then one day I realized that I just could laugh of myself. And then I could imagine me in a canoe with a hole in the bottom and the water is coming and the sharks were around and all that story.
The sharks were around, you don't know how to swim.
Yes, and I cannot call by the cellular phone because I didn't pay the bill and I don't know how to pray for God and anything. And
what happens in the end?
Things get better.
I hope you plug the hole up.
Yeah. I hope so too.
Great, Siba, thank you very much.
Nice to see you both again.
Chorei, mas depois tive pena.
Boca, boca da massa, depois da Maria pequena.
Eu chorei, mas depois tive pena. chorei, mas depois tive pena.
Siba and his group The Forest. It was great to hear him and his band again and in such a different setting to the Cowshed where we recorded them back in 2008. You're listening to World Roots and I'm Lucy Duran. Today we bring you highlights from the Abril Pro Rock Festival in Recife in northeast Brazil. Another of the groups performing at the festival were a bunch of young Candomblé musicians. Candomblé being the Afro-Brazilian religion developed by slaves brought to Brazil from West Africa centuries ago. Bongar is an Afro-Brazilian group who perform music for ceremonies, but also for entertainment. I first met them a few years ago in their terreiro, or religious house, and so was dying to see them live outside that mysterious world of ritual and ceremony.
Laranjeira eu não vou mais, colher pés pro meu amor. Na laranjeira eu não vou lá, planta pés de flor. Na laranjeira eu não vou mais, colher pés pro meu amor. Na laranjeira eu não vou lá, planta pés de flor. Hoje a lua não nasceu, não veio me visitar. A moça do rio não quer mais namorar. Resolveu ir embora, mora lá em Maceió. Me tirou de sua saia e não quer mais me ter de nó. E me deixou um recado que não quis acontecer. Na laranjeira eu não vou mais, vou levar pro meu amor. Na laranjeira eu não vou lá, planta pés de flor. Na laranjeira eu não vou mais, vou levar pro meu amor. Na laranjeira eu não vou lá, planta pés de flor.
Espinho que fura a gente, limão que queima por dentro, lágrimas correm no rosto e jorra da cesta nascente. Hoje não vai ter mais samba no meu cabudó. Sempre nela tranque a gira, não deixe ninguém entrar. Que hoje o que eu mais quero é ver a chuva passar.
Na laranjeira eu não vou mais, colher pés pro meu amor. Na laranjeira eu não vou lá, planta pés de flor.
Morar.
vai passar. A Laranjeira eu não vou lá, vou levar pro meu amor. A Laranjeira eu não vou lá, planta pezinho de flor. A Laranjeira eu não vou lá, vou levar pro meu amor. A Laranjeira eu não vou lá, planta pezinho de
Yeah.
one of the groups that everybody's been looking forward to hear is a group called Orquesta Contemporanea de Olinda, or Di Olinda, I should say, with a Brazilian accent. And this is Giuliano, who's the guitarist from the group. Also talking with us is, well, translating for us is Melina, who's their international manager. And I understand they've just come back from a big tour of the USA. Yeah. Giuliano, tell us the makeup of the orchestra. What sort of an orchestra is it?
It's a mix between the old people that has a history with the brass, with frevo, together, putting together in the same stage with the new people, young people that came after Mangue Beat, etc. So this sounds a new music that put together both generations.
The core of your group, the main part of the sound, is a brass section. Is that right?
Os metais.
The brass is not the main thing. It is the brass together with the guitar, with the bass, with the drum, and especially with the percussion also, and the vocals. So this thing together makes the orchestra, the main thing of orchestra. It's not just the brass.
And there's also a rabeca, the violin, the homemade violin. Where does that come from?
A rabeca é um instrumento muito tradicional numa região aqui chamada Zona da Mata Norte.
Rabeca, we call rabeca the grandma of the violin. It is before violin. And rabeca is a very special instrument from the Zona da Mata de Pernambuco.
And, Zona da Mata.
Zona da Mata.
Like the bush of Pernambuco.
Yeah, the sugar, there is a lot of sugar there. There is a lot of popular culture in there, as maracatu rural, cavalo marinho, as Giuliano told. And Maciel Salu, it is the vocal and the rabeca player in orchestra, and he is son of Mestre Salustiano.
Very famous rabeca player,
yeah.
So you really have a lot of roots. You have the roots of frevo, which is the carnival music here in Recife, and you also have the cavalo marinho, the music of maracatu. So you've got a lot of roots.
Uma coisa interessante da orquestra é que tem, por exemplo, integrante que é de Arco Verde, que é como se fosse
sertão. You know, Lucy, they are 10 people on stage, and they come from very different places in Pernambuco, like he's from Goiânia, in the Zona da Mata Norte. There is the guys from the Brest, they are from Olinda, another from the Sertão. So they bring all these influences, this folk, this popular culture influence to the music, of course.
Giuliano, it's great to be here. I'm really looking forward to seeing your band.
Okay, thanks.
And hearing them. And it's also wonderful. We've got this fantastic audience here. There's a great crowd. I mean, right now we're standing on the balcony of this old warehouse that's been turned into the Abril Pro Rock Club. And, you know, there's a huge audience outside and inside. They're milling around this street just below us. And inside there's a really enthusiastic crowd as well. So what is it about Recife that makes it such a musical city?
Recife é porto, né?
Recife is a port, and it's very nice because we receive a lot of things from abroad and reconstruct this in a new thing, in a new music, in a new direction, and then we send back to the world. I think that this is the nicest thing about Recife and the music that we made here.
agasalho de seda, vestido de linho, toalha de mesa, pérola de brilho, bordado de renda, minha polivé, no balcão da venda, linha pra crochê, cordão de barbante, trancinho de ouro, e hoje em diante, sandália de couro, ela faz coxa de reza.
Vocês tudinho. Velhice não é doença, é um dom dado pela nossa mãe natureza. Se levanta cedo, se desaba o mundo, se mata de medo, se morre de susto, se lhe vale a sede, se lhe rasga a lenda, se ela gasta a vida no balcão da venda. Não quer aliança de ouro e nem casa pra ter problema. Passa a noite no forró, bebendo no balcão da venda. É freguesa que alegra, não deve o dono da venda.
A coxa! Ela faz coxa de reta e costura vestido de renda. A velha trabalha tanto, três dias ela emenda. Sexta, sábado e domingo, bebe e fica serena. Ela passa a noite toda bebendo no balcão da venda.
Is a really distinctive voice up here in the northeast of Brazil, the voice that's connected to the traditions, the fabulous traditions of northeastern Brazil. And you can hear that distinctive voice very clearly with the singing of Alessandra Leo, who actually I first came across some years ago when she was part of a wonderful group called Comadre Florezinha. But here she is tonight at the Abril Pro Rock Festival at the World Roots Residency. So, Alessandra, what is your music?
É sempre uma resposta difícil essa. Porque muitos acham que
it's always a difficult question, this one. Many people think my work is the result of research, and it isn't entirely. There is some truth to this, because it is related to traditional music, specifically music from the northeast of Brazil. But I don't set out to do new readings of traditional music with new arrangements. I think in Comadre Florzinha we did that. We would take traditional songs and give them new arrangements, whereas my work is original. I write the songs and I chose Coco de Roda and Samba de Roda as the aesthetic base, but I didn't do serious academic research, and I don't listen to these songs with a researcher's attitude.
É uma formação instrumental muito única. A gente usa três ilus. Ilu é um tambor
We use three ilus. The ilu is a drum, which is played with the hand, not with sticks. One has a low pitch, another has a medium pitch, and the other has a high pitch. This is the candomblé lineup here in the state of Pernambuco. And we also use three electric guitars, a 12-string guitar, a 6-string guitar, and a 7-string guitar. So I don't know anyone who uses this lineup.
What are your songs about, Alessandra? What are you singing? What are your subjects? Give me an example.
Tem uma música que fala sobre a violência aqui de Recife, é muito forte ainda, infelizmente.
There is a song about the violence here in Recife, which is still very strong, unfortunately. This is about how violent the city is, how we always walk around in fear of the children in the streets. And the ones of us who live here only become aware of this, of how much this is part of our day-to-day life, when we leave. When you go somewhere where there isn't that much violence, you remain tense. And it is a kind of tension that here, living day-to-day, we sometimes don't notice. We don't notice how it hurts us, how it causes us angst, how it saddens us. It is impossible for the city not to be reflected in my music. I've lived here since my birth. It's changed a lot in these 30 years, and nowadays it is a very violent city. In the state of Pernambuco, there is still a lot of violence against women, for example. In the end, all of this is reflected in the way you compose. Sometimes in a very obvious manner, like on Atirei, which is clearly a song about this violence. When I started to play, there weren't many women doing this. Comadre Florzinha was one of the first all-female groups with percussionists. There were some towns in the countryside where we could not play.
So it's difficult to be a woman singer here?
Cantora, não. Cantora é mais fácil.
To be a singer, no. To be a singer is easier. Maybe that's why I take longer to say I am a singer. Because being a singer always takes you to that girly thing, the fragile side. And maybe the way I sing, which is stronger, is also because of that. To say I'm a percussionist and composer is stronger.
More shocking in a way.
Well, less today. When we began playing, it was harder. Nowadays, it's much better. I'm glad.
Ainda bem.
Ainda bem. So on this fine, starry evening, in this very beautiful venue in old Recife, in the historic part of Recife, at the Abril Pro Rock Festival, on the BBC Radio 3 night, here is Alessandra Leo.
Obrigada.
From the northeast of Brazil, ending this week's World Roots, which was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by James Parkin. This is BBC Radio 3. It's now 3 minutes past 11, and a little later than advertised, we join Julian Joseph in the middle of this week's jazz lineup. Later in the programme, we'll hear from the American singer Gregory Porter. Kevin Legendre reports from a jazz festival, the Jazz Sous les Pommiers Festival in Normandy. But the programme begins with the group Bright Noise and the title track from their album of the same name.
Scotsman Ben Bryden and his New York-based band Bright Noise playing the title track from their four-track EP. Tenor duties shared between Bryden and Stephen Delannoy, with Tim Bassam on guitar, Des White on bass and Dustin Kaufman on the drums. Well, some collaborations just always bring out the best in musicians, and pairing vibraphone master Gary Burton with piano heavyweight Chick Corea always brings forth musical magic. They've been duetting over the past 40 years and still sound fresh and inspired. From their latest recording, this is the title track, Hot House.